Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. The post-election edition. We tried to do an election good, the bad, and the dumb, but, you know, It's tough. But this is the post-election edition, which will probably much be the same good, the bad, and the dumb as we've had in other years.
Right. And so, there's really no post-election.
There's no post-election stuff. Anyway. We're still in the middle of it.
We're still going.
All right. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day, I got to turn to Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, home of the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Yes, to a Walmart in Lubbock, Texas.
All right.
This video has gone viral. And basically what it is an employee decided to jump on the PA system to announce that she was quitting her job.
Oh, this is great. This sounds like something you would do in a sitcom or something along those lines.
And not only did she quit her job, she decided to scorch every employee in there except for one.
Oh, no.
So here we go.
Attention all Walmart shoppers, associates, and managers. My name is Shauna from Cap 2, and I just want to come on here and say Henry is a racist, stinky. Giovanna is racist. Elias is a manager. This company fires black associates for no reason. This company treats their employees like, especially Cap 2, and Jimmy from Sporting Goods, Joseph the cashier, Larry from Garden Center. You are all perverts. And I hope you don't talk to your daughters the way you talk to me. Shout out to Ariel. Love you for getting me this job a year ago when I needed it most. The managers, this company, this position, that big lazy Chris Price. I quit.
Oh.
I'm out.
Oh, my God.
Now, the reason why I landed this in the good is because I think deep down inside, we've all had that moment where we wish we could have done that.
Yeah, we kind of all wish we could do that, but we never do.
She did it. She did it.
Well, okay. I hope that works out for her in the future. Now we're in the viral world, but that's awesome.
I don't know if she'll get hired anywhere else.
No, that's true.
That video's gone viral. I mean, she'll have to find a specific place that appreciates that brand of humor.
Yeah, or
that brand
of bridge burning, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
that's not bridge burning. That's bridge explosion. That's taking it out like it never existed.
Yeah, just utterly demolishing
it. That's vaporizing it.
For us, fantastic.
Yeah, funny. That's funny.
Especially the ending. I mean, she just went, bleep you, bleep you, bleep you. You I like, but bleep you.
Boy, she had a lot of pent-up rage working there, though.
She did. I'm wondering what could have happened besides Larry in the Garden Center and a couple of the other guys being perverts.
So what do you do if you're – so it sounded like she planned this, right?
Oh, she definitely had to.
Like she had a breaking point and then said, all right, I'm quitting. But when I do, this is exactly how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Man.
This was premeditated.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Had to have been.
That's great. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, there's this viral video that's been going around just a few, I think it just, first time I saw it was yesterday, scared the bleep out of me.
Okay.
A couple of people were out in the water off the coast of California kayaking. And a whale, a humpback whale, came up from beneath, and this was captured on video. Not only from a bystander who witnessed it from far, but also the woman who ended up looked like she had been swallowed by a whale.
Okay, that's scary to me.
This is straight up Pinocchio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, those whales will just, they won't even know they ate you.
Yeah, and if you want to know what I'm talking about, just go to Twitter, just type in whale kayak. It'll be the first video that pops up. And it looks beautiful. It's serene. The water is calm. This looks like a perfect day to be out on the water. Really no waves. You're just kind of sitting there just relaxing. And then all of a sudden, the video pans over because one lady is screaming and video pans over. And you see the kayak being lifted up out of the water
no,
in this whale's mouth.
I don't like that.
And it looks like, but I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would have said, oh, she got swallowed by the whale.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary.
She's in
really
there right
scary.
Now. She met up with Geppetto, and they're building a fire to make Monstro sneeze.
That's right. Good. Nice reference. Very good. Well done, Ron. Well done. Is that out of memory? Or is it? No. There,
one of
in
my
that,
favorites. I'd
in that movie, say. Castaway, remember when Tom Hanks is on the ocean himself at night?
Yes.
And the whale just pops up right next to him with his eye?
Yep.
Like, there's a moment with, like, that's a beautiful scene, but it's scary as hell.
Yeah.
When you think, like, that's a whale.
You're out in the middle of nowhere.
He's not messing around. If he wants to swallow you whole, he'll do it with ease.
Yeah, and do we
you
know?
You won't be able to fight back.
Do we know if whales like to taste the humans? I don't think we know that.
It probably just goes, I just swallow everything in my sight. I don't even taste it.
I don't taste my food.
Right? It just goes down the old gullet. Give me a break.
So, yeah. Do yourself a favor. Check out that video because you'll tighten up down below if you know what I mean.
Yikes. Okay.
I do have another bad, though.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, this one belongs to Andy Dalton because the dude just cannot catch a break.
Yeah, this has been really bad for the Cowboys.
So, Andy Dalton gets out of concussion protocol just to land on the COVID reserve list.
I don't get it. Like, I don't get, what did he do to the football gods that warranted such a horrible, horrible out? It's like the football gods are like, listen, you're done playing for the Cowboys. You need to get out of there. We'll find you another home, but you're done. Like, you're going to get concussion, and then you're going to get COVID. And then when you recover from COVID, we got another surprise for you. You ain't taking another snap with that team again.
Can we rewind it to game one of last year? When the future looked bright for one Andy Dalton? There was no talk of him not being the quarterback of the Bengals last year at game one, right?
That's right, none.
Because we had no idea what the Bengals were up to. We had
More
no,
than that, we had no Joe Burrow in our lives.
We had no Joe Burrow in our lives.
We didn't think he was going to be a number one draft pick early in 2019.
Andy Dalton didn't really play all too well. I don't think he played horribly. He just didn't play well enough to push the Bengals to do anything. And
what a cruel business.
It's amazing to me.
It is amazing. You know what's even crueler? Ben DiNucci. He's healthy, and they're like, no, you're done. That was a little too much, young man. You go over there and eat your popsicle, and we're going to give this to somebody else. Somebody who hasn't played or practiced with this team is a better starter than you.
No.
Cooper Rush has been with the organization, though. He's been, and Gilbert's
been on the practice squad.
But they, like Jerry Jones even said in a radio interview, yeah, it might have been too much. You think Sunday night, America's team, national television, the Cowboys, you think?
Yeah.
A guy from James Madison starting for Dallas.
Listen, hey, I have a thought for you, Mr. Jerry Jones. I don't really think it was completely on the Cowboys' offense.
Yeah,
that lost
that's
game.
True. That's a good point.
I mean, the defense did it all it could do, but still, I'm just saying it's your entire
four turnovers
team.
And you lose. It's awful.
Four turnovers early and you can't capitalize.
And early and you still can't capitalize on them.
Yeah.
God. Poor Ben DiNucci. We hardly knew you, DiNucci.
Yep.
So good luck wherever life takes you.
He'll bounce back. We'll have a DiNucci moment again. I have no doubt
like
in my mind.
It's like in the movie Office Space. Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah.
That's Ben DiNucci.
Yep. He'll resurface somewhere, though.
That's right. I hope so. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I think I'm tired of this. The NFL fined Juju Smith-Schuster and James Conner $5,000 each for not wearing their socks correctly. Are we still doing this?
We are still doing this. I thought we kind of relaxed on this a little bit.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, first of all, $5,000 each is, I mean, I know it's nothing for Juju and James Conner. It's the principle of the thing. If I was them, I'd pay it all in pennies.
Yeah.
Second of all, finding, you know, receiving $5,000 from the NFL is like you and I finding a dollar on the street.
Right.
It's really not, it'll make us feel a little bit better, but it's not changing our life.
All right. This is kind
of. I'm tired of it.
I know. And in this instance, it's because they didn't have the, what was it, the socks weren't covering the leg properly.
Right.
Right. That's a break of the uniform code. So it's $5,000, right? So I understand a little bit of why they do this. What they are afraid of, and this is what happens all the time, is when somebody goes, I want to wear shoes that honor fallen police officer. And they go, oh, that's awesome. Look at what he's doing. And the NFL is being stingy. The NFL's not worried about that. They're worried about if I let him wear the police officer shoes, then I got to let every single player wear shoes for every other cause that's out there every single week. So they compromised with this, right? They said, now you have a shoe day. Like, you can wear a shoe for any cause you want, but let's do it on one day, and let's not do it all the time so that we're breaking protocols and we're carrying messages and we're promoting causes, political candidates, political amendments, whatever it is you want. We can't have a story on every single player every single week. But this is not that. This is just not looking the part.
Right.
Like, this isn't finding them because they decided to wear socks that had a message on them. Like, you know, this is them just having the socks, but they weren't properly put on. And yeah. that's kind of like, well, okay, I mean, what are we doing?
Hey, listen, if that's the case, then you need to start finding all the kickers. Because every single kicker I see come out there, their socks aren't pulled all the way up to their knees.
That's a good point.
And I understand why the socks aren't pulled up all the way to their knees. Because there's going to be some constrictiveness for them to kick the ball.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I get that.
Yeah.
You know, you need for most of them, most of them are soccer players. They're used to wearing socks right up to just below their knee. And that's how you see all the kickers coming out there. You always see skin on a kicker. I think this one's like just an old rule that was like, you know what, guys, let's just toss this out. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and you're right. 5,000 isn't a lot, and it's kind of peanuts to the league, and it's just more of a message than anything.
It's more of a flex than anything.
Yeah, that's really it. That's all it is. You're right. That's it. Give us $5,000. Why? Well, your socks aren't pulled up all the way. Really? That's worth $5,000? Yeah.
Imagine if we did that, like started going around like, hey, your socks aren't pulled all the way up. That's $50.
Right, exactly.
Because that's the equivalent, or maybe it's $5.
Players Union allowed them to have that much power to take $5,000 from your pay for this?
I just don't get it.
I don't either. Silly. All right, Don Munson, Clemson play-by-play announcer, will join us in 17 minutes. We'll talk to him about the Tigers and the game against Notre Dame and the new quarterback whose name I pronounced, and I thought I did it correctly. He'll actually have to correct me if I did not do that. When we come back, we'll talk about Antonio Brown and the Buccaneers because it's getting closer and closer to game time. Next on Wake Up Call.